今天呢我们就是看诗篇二十三篇。This morning we're going to look at Psalms 23. 记得上个星期讲诗篇二十二篇，我们讲过二十二至二十四篇，就是诗篇牧羊人三部曲。And last week, as we were talking about Psalm 22, we said that Psalm 22 to 24 is the trilogy of the Great Shepherd in Psalms. So, these 三个特别的诗篇俾我哋认识我哋嘅主系我哋嘅牧人。And from these three psalms, we see that our Lord is our shepherd. 廿二篇就话我哋听好牧人为羊舍命。And Psalm 22 told us the great good shepherd dying for the sheep. 23 篇话伟大的牧人照顾羊群。Psalm 23, the great shepherd caring for his sheep. 24篇就是牧人要来接羊回家。And in Psalm 24, it's the great shepherd coming for the sheep. 耶稣是为我们死，是现在为我们活着。And Jesus died for us, He lives for us, and He's going to come back for us. So we see that in this 22 篇到24篇是这个三部曲。And so here we see from Psalm 22 to 24, the trilogy in these Psalms. 有人说如果没有22篇23篇是没有意义。And some people say that without Psalm 22, Psalm 23 is meaningless. 22篇见到十字架。On Psalm 22, you see the cross. 23篇我们叫牧羊的杖。On Psalm 23, we see the shepherd's staff. 24篇我们见到王冠。And on Psalm 24, we see the crown. 22篇我们见到教主。In Psalm 22, you see the Savior. 23篇我们见到供应者。And in Psalm 23, we see the satisfier. 24篇我们见到主宰。And in Psalm 24, we see the sovereign Lord. 22篇主就死。23篇他活着。24篇他再来。And in Psalm 22, our Lord dies. In Psalm 23, he's living. And in Psalm 24, he's coming again.所以我们看到这三个诗篇就是认识我们的好牧人。And from these three psalms, we see the great shepherd. 可能很多很熟悉23篇。And maybe you're so familiar with Psalm 22. 神是我们的牧者。God is our shepherd. 我们要做主的小羊。And we should be his sheep. 我们是看到23篇是关于神的有三方面。And in Psalm 23, we see three things about God. 第一，神是我们的牧者。And the first is that He is our shepherd. 第二，神是我们的引导者。And second, He is our guide. 第三，神是接待我们，是我们的主人。And in the third thing we see, God is our host. 所以我们先看诗篇23篇一至四节。So let's first look at Psalms 23, verse 1 to 4. 耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. 他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. 他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. 我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. 我一起祈祷。Let's pray.天父，我们感谢你。今天我们看到诗篇23篇，我们看到你的爱，看到你的伟大。主要我们承认我们需要你做我们的牧人，我们需要你的照顾，需要你的引导，需要你的供应。主要我们靠你今天透过这个诗篇， 再一次激励我们，安慰我们，鼓励我们，让我们能够认定你是我们的牧者。我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 看到诗篇二十三篇第一，会见到神是我的牧者。 When you first look at the psalm, you see God is my shepherd。 大卫呢就很明白 牧者的心。 And David, he understood the heart of the shepherd。 他小的时候是一个牧童。 When he was young, he was a shepherd boy。 但是他一路一生，他是跟从主，由神带领他做他的牧者。 But as he followed the Lord throughout his whole life, he was led by the shepherd for his whole life。 所以大卫是真的是说耶和华，你是我的牧者。 And so David said honestly from his heart, God, you are my shepherd。 你今天可不可以这样说？ Can you say that today? 你可不可以说，神，你是我的牧者？ Can you say, God, you are my shepherd? 因为如果神做你的牧者，你需要愿意跟从神。 Because if you say, God, you are my shepherd, you need to be willing to follow after him。你要做他的小羊。 You need to be willing to be his sheep。 所以我们看得到有些人说神是一位牧者。 And some people say, God, you are a shepherd。 或者他觉得你不是我的牧者。 And maybe they feel, you're not my shepherd。 但如果我们要说神你是我的牧者。 But if you're going to say, God, you are my shepherd, 你要愿意谦卑顺服，由神带领。 You need to be willing to humble yourself, submit, and let him lead you。 大卫就是愿意。 David was willing。 大卫是可以真心说，你是我的牧者。 And David could say honestly from his heart, you are my shepherd。 我们看到二十二篇，耶稣是怎样的牧者，是好牧者为我们舍命。And you see in Psalm 22 last week, what kind of a shepherd is he? He is a good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. 耶稣为我们死，献出他的爱。And Jesus died for us and showed us his love. 他就是要做我们的牧者，照顾我们。And he wants to be our shepherd to take care of us. 我们需要主来照顾。And you know, we need the Lord to take care of us. 其实以色列人由头到尾都是主的羊。And you know, the children of Israel, from the beginning to the end, they were God's sheep. 他是由头到尾都需要主做牧羊人。And from the start to the finish, they needed a shepherd. 如果你看创世纪，你见到神一直已经说是做以色列人的牧羊人。And if you look in Genesis, you'll see that God said from the beginning that he was the shepherd of Israel. 创世纪48章15节。If you look in Genesis chapter 48, verse 15, 神是关于亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各是这样讲。This is what God said about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 28章15节 in 48:15.他就给约瑟祝福说，愿我祖亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。 Then he blessed Joseph and said, May the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked faithfully, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day.雅各承认神是他的牧者，是亚伯拉罕和以撒的牧者。 Jacob admitted that God was his shepherd, was Abraham's shepherd, and was Isaac's shepherd. 他又为他的仔约瑟祷告，要神做约瑟的牧者。 And as he prayed for his son Joseph, he prayed that God would also be Joseph's shepherd. 所以49章24节。And then in Genesis 49:24, 创世纪49章24节，但他的弓仍够坚硬，他的手 建壮敏捷，这是因以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石，就是雅各的大能者。
But his bow remained in strength, and his arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. For there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel.
So, yes, 神就一直是以色列人的牧者。And so God was the shepherd over Israel. 但是可惜以色列人是拒绝神做他的牧者。
But you know, the children of Israel, they rejected God as their shepherd.
他就要自己带领自己。They wanted to lead themselves. 他要自己揸主意。And they wanted to make their own decisions. 所以他偏离神。
So they walked away from the Lord.
在先知书的时候，我们见到先知呼唤他回来。
And in the prophets, we see that the prophets were calling out to the children of Israel, saying, "Come back."
在以赛亚书四十章十一节有个好美丽的经文。
And in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, there's a wonderful verse.
在神呼唤话，我要做你的牧人。
And as God calls out and says, "I will be your shepherd."
十一节话，他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用棒臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那苦羊小羊的。
He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are young.
我们的神是好想做你的牧人。
Our God wants to be your shepherd.
他的呼唤是要抱你在他手里边。
And he's calling out saying, "I want to hold you in my arms."
我想带领你，抚养你。
And he wants to lead you and he wants to gently carry you in his bosom.
耶稣就是我们的牧人。Jesus is our shepherd. 他今天是不是你的牧人？
Is he your shepherd today?
他想照顾你，保护你。
He wants to take care of you. He wants to protect you.
因为神知道羊没办法照顾自己。
Because, you know, God knows that sheep cannot take care of themselves.
羊是没办法保护自己。
And sheep cannot protect themselves.
羊就靠自己生活就好快死。
And if a sheep was left to himself, he would quickly die.
我们讲绵羊仔，
and we're talking about those little sheep, you know, the white ones with all fur on them, you know.
他是没办法自我生活，他一定需要个牧羊人照顾。
It's impossible for these sheep to protect and live on their own. They need a shepherd.
圣经话，我们与羊一样。
The Bible says that we are like sheep.
我们与羊一样走迷，偏行己路。
And we're like sheep, we have gone astray, each one to his own way.
我们都是行自己路，要自己生活。
We all go our own way and try to live on our own.
神知道我们不得，我们需要个牧者带领。
And God knows that we can't do it on our own. We need the shepherd to take care of us.
刚刚星期四呢，星期五有个香港短宣嚟访问我哋一个上昼。
And this Friday, we had another Hong Kong team, a mission team here, and they're interviewing us.
咁我同司母同佢分享
，and Kitty and I were sharing with them. And
因为讲到羊嘅时候，羊系冇办法照顾自己，但有神做我哋嘅牧者，我哋有高質素的生活。
And it's, you know, talking about sheep and not being able to protect or provide for themselves, but God wants to give us a quality life.
我们看到神怎样供应一个高質素的生活 给他的羊。
And how does God give you a quality life?
我和短宣分享，跟着司母和短宣分享。
I was sharing with the mission team, and then Kitty was sharing with the mission team. 紅斑隆瘡病，其他病，
and then Kitty's sharing, you know, over the last 20, 30 years, you know, her back problem, her female problems, her lupus problem,
冇辦法瞓夠廿幾年，
and then not being able to sleep for over 20 years.
但一路講，一路分享有喜樂，
as she's sharing with joy,
跟住講到神嘅恩典，點樣一路照顧、保護、帶領。
And then sharing how God is throughout this whole time watching over her, taking care of her, leading her, guiding and protecting.
是因为神的恩典，因为神的照顾，可以有今时今日。
And it's because of the love of God and the grace of God that she can be sustained.
神是做我们的牧人。
God wants to be your shepherd.
23篇第一节， 耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
In Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我不缺乏，
I do not want, I do not lack.
神做我的牧者，他供应所需要的。
And as God is the shepherd, he provides all that you need.
衣食住行。
Your house, your food, your livelihood, everything.
神是我们的供给者。
God is the great provider.
耶稣讲过在马太福音第六章，
you know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6,
为什么你为明天忧虑？
Why are you worried about tomorrow?
你人家为衣食住行担心。
People are worried about these things, what I'm going to eat, where I'm going to live.
耶稣说，天上的飞鸟也不种也不收，你的天父要养活它。
But Jesus said, look, the birds in the sky, they don't plant, they don't harvest, but God takes care of them.
何况神怎样照顾你？
And how much more God is going to take care of you.
神是要照顾我们一切的需要。
And God wants to take care of all of our needs.
我们未必过一个富豪的亿万富翁的生活。
We may not live the life of a billionaire.
未必是有奢华生活。
And you may not live a life of luxury.
但是神一定会照顾你基本的需要。
But God will provide for all of your basic needs.
我们可以相信神一定会供应。
And we can believe that God will supply.
我们通常为了生活而紧张。
Usually we're so concerned and so anxious about our livelihood.
我们紧张下一餐是怎样，我们拼命去赚多些，要积米储蓄。
You know, and we're so concerned, we want to get more money, we want to get a big savings account, a nice nest egg.
我们为这些事是很紧张。
And we get so concerned about all this.
但没人知道明天会发生什么事。
But none of us know what's going to happen tomorrow.
没人知道下个月发生什么事。
Nobody knows what's going to happen next month.
世界的事情只有神知。
And the things of the world and how they go on, only God knows.
你是不是相信神是你的牧者？
Do you believe that God is your shepherd?
你是不是相信神是你的供应者？
Do you believe that God is your provider?
你是不是相信神会供应你所需要的？
And you believe that God will provide all that you need.
啊，Pete没估到呢，一落机有人送架车俾佢。
I think Pete never imagined that getting off the plane he's going to be given this big SUV.
神是供应，神是知道我们的需要。
God is a provider, he knows our need.
我不缺乏， and I shall not want.
你今日缺乏啲乜嘢？ What do you lack today?
你咪仰望主做你嘅供应者。
Are you looking to God to be that provider for you today? 我记得有一次我初嚟澳门嘅时候，神教导我系仰望佢供应，唔系仰望人供应。
I remember when I first came to Macau, how God taught me how to look to Him as a provider and not to man as a provider.
我初嚟澳门嘅时候，我系凭信心宣教士。
As I came to Macau as a faith missionary, 我所有嘅生活嘅钱系由邮寄嚟到方式嚟到澳门嘅信箱。
All the funds that I received were sent through the mail to a PO box.
我当时是借用人家的信箱。
At that time, I was borrowing somebody's PO box.
那个人就回到美国一年。
And that person went back to the United States for 1 year.
我是用他的信箱。
And I was using his PO box.
应该是80年我来到澳门。应该81年的时候。
And this should have been in the year 1981. I came to Macau in 1980.
跟住呢有一日去信箱要攞信
and one day I go to the PO box to get my mail.
因为我一切嘅生活费喺嗰度嚟嘅
because all of my living expenses came from the PO box.
咁我每次冇钱我係仰望信箱有冇支票嘅
and every time I lack money I'd say, I'd be looking for the PO box. Is there a check in the mail?
咁我去信箱要攞信
and I went to the PO box to get my mail.
死得啊！邮政局装修
，and the post office was under remodelization. They're remodeling the PO box.
要上到柜位就去登记个名，即攞信。
And you had to go up to the counter to get your, you know, the register and get your mail.
死得啊！个信箱唔系我嘅
，but the PO box wasn't mine.
信是我的有我名跟我身份证一样
The letters were mine the same as my ID card
但是那个信箱不是我所以职员说你没有资格拿这些信
And so they said you don't have the right to get this mail
我是我的信为什么没有资格因为那个信箱不是你的你要写个委托书给个主人要他签名委托你可以拿回这啲信
，You need to write a registered letter, you know, with the person that owns the PO box giving approval for you to get mail.
死得，当时大家如果记得咧，写信翻美国一个月，如果快的话，翻嚟又一个月，两个月来回快嘅，如果唔快，3-4个月啊。
You write a letter back to U.S. if it's fast, 1 month. Another letter back this way, another month. If it's fast, if it's not fast, 3 months, 4 months.
我一切嘅钱系信箱嚟嘅 All of my support came through the PO box.
我面具3个月冇钱嘅 I was looking, 3 months, no money.
腾世鸡，我闹个职员
I got so upset. I yelled at the guy.
冇用啊。是这样啊没电脑没电报不得 fax 都没有啊当时啊、you know, no email, no faxes, a telegraph wouldn't work. 电报不得为什么呢一定要用邮政局那封那个规格的信去签名。
Why didn't the telex work? Because you had to use the special paper from the post office, sign on that paper.
哎呀是那时神教导我不是仰望人不是仰望信箱是仰望神
And through that time God taught me it's not looking to man it's not looking to a PO box it's looking to God
你是仰望谁供应养活你
Who are you looking at to take care of you and to provide for you
感谢主当时的业主就告诉我听白牧师唔紧要嘅，即系信箱开翻嘅时候先够做。
I praise God. My landlord said, "Don't worry about it. You know, when you get the money from the PO box, even if it's 4 months from now, then you pay your rent."
唔使够做，等到有钱先够做，都要食饭啦。
I didn't have to pay rent, but I still had to live and eat, right?
我哋睇得到过去咗，神系供应。
But you can see it's past, God provides.
神是我们的供应者。
God is our provider. 神是为我们预备,
and God will provide for you. 第二节,他使我躺卧在清草地上,令我可安歇的水边。
Verse 2, He makes me lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters.
诗人告诉我们,神是供应者, 他供应的什么?
And here the psalmist is telling us that God provides, and now he's telling us what he provides.
神是供应好草给我们吃。
And he's providing us with good green grass to eat. 羊是需要吃草, and sheep need to eat grass.
但是这个青草是有一个好好的意思。
But here, as he's talking about this green grass, it's a very significance.
因为他说,使我躺卧在青草地上,
because it says, he makes me lie down in green grass.
那如果羊呢,是紧张,恐惧,担心,他吃也吃不落。
If the sheep is anxious, afraid, and worried, he cannot eat.
他一定要在一个安全平静的环境才吃草。
And he needs to be in a peaceful, safe environment if he's going to eat.
这里说神使我躺卧在青草地上。
And so David says, the Lord makes me lie down in green pastures.
你可以躺卧在青草地, 即是说无忧无虑, 平平安安。
And if you're going to lay down in the middle of the field, that means you're not afraid, you're not worried, you're just at peace and chilling out.
在我们的紧张生活, 我们需要这个青草地, 安全, 宁静的环境。
And in our busy schedules, we need to chill out, don't we? We need a peaceful environment. We need safety.
If
there's a lion and there's a pack of wolves next by, are you going to lay down?
可以躺卧在这里表示不单只是吃得饱，是知道安全。
Being able to lie down means that you're not just full and eaten, you're full, satisfied, but you're also at peace. You know you're protected.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知神做你的牧人，他要保护你。
Do you know that God is your shepherd? He's protecting you. He's watching over you.
他要给你一个安全的环境。
He wants to give you a safe environment.
他想你无论你在怎样的环境当中，还有安全、平安。
And no matter what your situation is, he wants to give you safety and peace in that situation.
不单是躺卧在青草地，是领我在可安歇的水边。
Not only resting in the green grass, but leads me beside the still waters.
在我们紧张忙碌的生活，我们需要平静的地方。
And in our busy schedules, in our bustle and rustle life, we need to come to the still waters.
我们在韩国的时候，在首尔中间有几个地方是很有趣的，有这些河的。
好浅水的河，有好多鱼。 And you know, we went to Korea for a holiday last month, and in the middle of Seoul, throughout, they have these rivers, these little rivers, and they're not very deep, but they've got lots of fish in them.
跟我去某个地方，跟住见到条河，我哋落去坐成半个钟头，就睇啲鱼。
And we went to this, and we just sat there for half an hour looking at the fish in this little stream.
好多人在这里走,好像一个公园很长条河。
And many people walking down there just relaxing and looking at the fish.
是很平静,很舒服。
And it's so relaxing and so nice. 我喺度谂，点解港澳冇呢啲咁宁静、咁舒服嘅环境
？And I think, why don't they have nice, relaxing places like that here in Macau? You know,
你澳门你想睇到河，你去威尼斯睇运河。
If you want to look at a stream in Macau, go to the Venetian, you know. The
咁其实当你系紧张、忧虑，你望下啲大自然，见到啲树木，系咪即刻唔同心情
？When you're in the hustle and bustle and you're all stressed out, and you get to some place where you can just look at some nice green grass, some water.Doesn't it relax you?
我哋出后边个窗口望出青州，睇到个小小海，睇到山，望出窗口都有啲舒服嘅感觉。
Outside our kitchen window here, you look out and you can see 青州 and you can see the little bit of the water in the lake. It's not lake, the mountain. It's just kind of relaxing, right?
神知道我哋有呢个需要休息。
God knows we have the need to rest, to relax.
我哋需要系休息，收拾心情。
And we need to relax and just let our be refreshed, you know.
但你知道羊呢，要系急流嘅水，佢饮唔到嘅。
Do you know that sheep cannot drink from a turbulent stream?
佢就如果系急流嘅水。佢唔识饮，又跌落去，佢又唔识游水，跟住冲走咗，浸死嘅。
And if it's a turbulent stream, they don't know how to drink from it. They lose their balance. They fall in. They can't swim. They fall in. They go downstream and they drown.
如果嗰个系死水，羊就唔会饮。
And if it's a stagnant stream, they're not going to drink from it.
如果有猪仔隔篱嘅，或者其他动物，佢都唔饮嘅。
And if there are pigs or other animals next to them, they're not going to drink.
羊就好感蒙塞啊，要自己一个人饮。
那 sheep are like that; they just want to drink by themselves, you know.
因为佢好紧张，边个喺佢身边
？Because they're so concerned about who's next to them.
呢个领我在河安歇嘅水边。
And here it says that he leads me beside the still waters.
神有冇带你去安歇嘅水边呢？
Has God taken you beside the still waters?
俾你恢复精神，俾你休息
that you can be restored in your spirit, that you can rest in his love.
呢个水就系神嘅活水
，and that water is the living water of Jesus Christ.
耶稣就系活水，要滋润我哋生命
，and Jesus is the living water, and He wants to refresh our soul.
我哋要饮耶稣呢个活水
，we need to drink from the living water of Jesus Christ.
可以休息系一个福气
，being able to rest is a blessing.
太紧张，太嘈杂。是会令到人崩溃。
And being too stressed out, being in too much noise all the time, is going to make you go crazy.
那我们过去过几月呢就忙到飞起。
Here at the church the last month or so, we've been really busy.
我差不多每日都是五点起身，夜晚十二点后先睡。
Almost every morning, I've been getting up around 5 or 6 and not getting to bed until 1.
我哋又忙，但我唔觉得紧张。
We've been busy, but I don't feel stressed.
我觉得喺主里边都系俾我平静安稳。
And I feel in the Lord that it's been relaxing.
今日就上一日课，系主学训练班嘅，都系好舒服，系咪
？And yesterday a whole day class from morning till night, Sunday school teacher training, but it was enjoyable. It was relaxing.
神系想我哋安歇喺佢嘅话语里边。
God wants us to rest in His Word。
我哋可以睇圣经，就系俾圣经滋润我哋嘅生命，俾我哋可以休息。
As you read the Word, let the Word just nurture you and refresh you and cause you to be relaxed in the Lord。
睇第三节 ，look at verse 3。他使我的灵魂苏醒，
为自己的名引导我走义路. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
感谢主神供应我们的需要.
神亦都是令我们的灵魂苏醒. Praise God that he provides all of our needs and he also restores our soul.
苏醒的意思就是恢复过来.
重新得力. And to restore your soul means that he's reviving you, he's giving you renewed strength.
当你休息的时候, 神是给你重新得力.
And as you rest in him, he gives you strength anew.
你需不需要恢复呢?
Do you need to be restored?
你需不需要重新得力?
Do you need to have new strength today?
神是你的牧人.
Is God your shepherd?
如果神是你的牧人, 祂会给你恢复.
If he is your shepherd, he will restore you.
那羊呢, 有一个身体的, 一个很奇妙的构造.
There's something about sheep and the way they're built that's kind of interesting.
祂的背脊是平的.
Their back is flat.
祂就肥的.
And they're fat.
它有很短的腳,
and they've got very short legs.
它很輪盡, 很笨盡,
and they're kind of clumsy, you know. And
如果它就是走迷, 行自己崎嶇路,
失腳呢,
很容易翻身.
And if they get off from the pack and they go their own way, they get on a rocky road, it's easy for them to flip over.
如果它翻身是背脊瞓地下,
四腳向天, and if they're laying on their back with their four legs facing the air,
他就唯一可以做,
all they can do is start hoping that the shepherd will hear them.
希望牧羊人听,
因为他没办法将自己翻身, because they can't turn themselves over.
他的背脊是平的, 他太肥的,
and because their back is flat and they're too fat.
在这样的情况底下,
他慢慢,
很快会休克.
And in that kind of a situation, after a very short time, they will pass out.
他休克得来呢,
就会昏迷. And after they pass out, they will actually start to go into a coma.
如果昏迷得来,
他死. And if they were in a coma for a prolonged time, they will die.
当牧羊人找到原来我走迷的羊在那里翻身,
他来轻轻将他翻过来. And when the shepherd finds that their lost sheep is off there, turned upside down, he comes and he turns them over.
翻身过来, 恢复精神,
苏醒. And as they're restored and they're turned over, they are restored and they get back on their feet.
你有没有试过软弱跌低?
Have you ever fallen into weakness?
有没有因为软弱远离神偏行己路?
Have you ever gone your own way in your weakness?
是不是偏行己路离开神的?
And as you go off on your own way and you go away from God,
有没有经历过在世界的痛苦碰头?
世界的折磨. And have you experienced hitting your head against the wall, living in the world, being beaten up by the world?
行世界的路很容易呢, 被打倒, 很累, 很辛苦.
And as you get off into the world, you get beat up. It's tiring. It's difficult.
神想做你的牧人.
God wants to be your shepherd.
他说,回来, 我苏醒你, 恢复你和我的关系.
God says, come back, I want to restore you. I want to restore our relationship together.
神说,回来, 你很累, 你很疲劳, 我给你精神.
God says, come back, you're tired, you're worried, you're worn out. Come, I'll give you strength.
神说,回来,
我在宽恕赦免, 洗干净世界这些俗气. And God says, come back, I'll forgive, I'll restore, I'll wash away the effects of the worldly life.
这个就是神给我们可以恢复神的宽恕.
That's what God wants to do. He wants to restore us in His relationship.
有时是原来神,不记得亲近主,不记得看圣经,不记得祈祷.
Sometimes we fall away from the Lord, we forget to come to Him, we forget to read the Word, we forget to pray.
当你看回圣经,你觉得好像,哇,恢复精神.
And when you come back to the Word and you start reading, it's like, oh man, the Lord just blesses you and pours into you and you just feel so built up and restored.
第三节下半节说为自己的名引导我走而来.
But the third verse, the second half says, He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake.
神是要引导我们，要做我们的引导者.
God wants to lead us. He wants to be our guide.
神有没有引导你?
Does God lead you?
你愿不愿意跟随神所带领你的方法?
Are you willing to follow when He leads?
祂想带领,祂想引导.
He wants to lead, He wants to guide.
祂想帮助你,
and He wants to help.
我想我们大家都会承认一样.
I think we all can admit one thing.
没人知道明天会发生什么事.
None of us know what's going to happen tomorrow.
你肯定不知道下个月发生什么事.
You don't know what's going to happen next month.
半年后更加不知道会发生什么事.
6 months from now, you have no idea what's going to happen.
神知不知? Does God know? 神知道. 神知道半年后、一年后会发生什么事.
God knows what's going to happen 6 months from now, 1 year from now.
如果神带领你,神爱你,神会不会带你行错路?
If God is leading you, guiding you, is He going to lead you the wrong way?
祂一定会引导你是准确的,对的路.
He's going to lead you in the right way, the correct way.
是对你最好的,
and it's a way that's the best for you.
神有个好的计划给你.
God has a good plan for you.
要我们愿意顺服跟着祂的带领.
Now all we need to do is submit and follow His lead.
那羊就会成日走迷行自己路.
And the sheep will always go astray and walk their own way.
所以我们跟羊一样.
So we're actually just like the sheep.
因为我们不想神带领,我们觉得我们带领自己行.
You know, we don't want God to lead us. We think, I can do it on my own, I'm okay.
跟着发现到,是做不行. And then you find out that you can't do it. 我们上个月去旅行的时候,我喜欢自由行.
Last month when we went on our vacation, you know, I like to go free walking.
我不喜欢跟团.
I don't like taking tours.
我不喜欢这么早,天天起床,就要带你去哪里,然后带你好像赶鸭仔.
I don't like, you know, when you go on the tour and they take you here and there, you got to get up every morning at 5, you know, you're like ducks, you know, following the leader, you know.
我喜欢自由自在,自己话事.
I like doing it my own way, you know, making my own decision.
但是我们去自由行的时候, 我们都要引导.
But when we go on a free walking tour, we still have to be guided.
所以呢, 买了两个游览书, 一个中文, 一个英文.
So I bought 2 books, you know, 1 Chinese and 1 English, you know, where to go in Korea, in Seoul.
跟着呢, 我们有, 个子女呢, 就问同学啊, 那首尔呢, 就去哪里玩好些.
So my daughter, you know, is asking, well, where should you go in Seoul? Where's the good places to go? You know,
上网看一下.
And then we go on the internet and look.
去到酒店的时候, 问酒店职员, 啊, 这里怎么去, 这里,
you get to the hotel, you ask the people, the staff in the hotel, how do you get there?
其实自由行, 但都有人指导,
you're going by yourself, but you still have a guide, somebody leading you, putting you in the right direction.
神是不是带领你, 引导你?
Is God guiding and leading your life, putting you in the right direction? 系咪神俾你方向人生嘅方向人生嘅目标 ？Is it God giving you the direction and the purpose, the way to go？ 神想引导你 ，God wants to lead you， He wants to guide you。系引导我哋走义路 ，and He wants to lead us in the path of righteousness。呢个就系啱嘅路 ，and that is the correct way to go。你知道以色列嗰啲牧羊人咧，佢就喺羊群前边行嘅，羊仔喺后边跟。You know that in Israel in the Middle East, the shepherds walk in front of the sheep, and all the sheep follow。在英国那些羊或者澳洲那些羊好像是吊住呢牧羊人在后面赶住的羊。I think in England it's the opposite, the shepherd walks behind the sheep and drives the sheep. 神不是赶住我们，神在我们前面行，要我们见到他，跟住他行。God is walking and leading in front. He needs you to keep your eyes on him so you can follow him.有时我哋系唔记得望住我哋嘅牧人，我哋跟住行自己路。And sometimes we forget to look at our shepherd and we go our own way, right? 睇第四节 ，look at verse 4。我虽然行过四阴嘅幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. 神引导我们呢，就算行过危险的地方，黑暗的地方，神都是保护带领。And even if where God leads you, if you go to a dangerous place or a dark place, God is still with you. 神没应许呢人生的一帆风顺。God never promised that life would be easy.神冇应许咧，就唔会遇到一啲嘅挑战。God never promised you're not going to have challenges。有时人生系好有复杂，好有挑战性。Sometimes life is difficult and has many challenges。但系神应许你行到黑暗嘅路、崎岖路，神与你同在。But God has promised when you go through the difficult time, when you go in the dark time, God will be with you.你可以相信他，依靠他。And you can trust in him and let him lead you. 圣经讲神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。In the Bible it tells us that God's word is a lamp into our feet, a light into our path. 我们可以有圣灵的引导我们，带领我们的。And we can have the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. 我们要听圣灵的声音，跟着他行。And we need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and follow Him. 有时可能都会行过四阴的幽谷。And sometimes you might pass through the valley of the shadow of death. 四阴的幽谷是不是身体疾病 ？And is that valley of death? Is it sickness? 是不是经济问题 ？Is it financial difficulty? 家庭婚姻问题 ？Is it family or married problems?是不是精神困扰 ？Maybe it's psychological stress. 是不是忧郁 ？Is it anxiety, depression? 无论你经历嗰个嘅死阴嘅幽谷，你咪确定神与你同在。No matter what that valley of shadow of death that you're going through, are you positive that God is with you? 大卫话：我行过呢个幽谷。我不怕遭害。David said, as I pass through this valley, I will not be afraid. 神是给我们力量可以面对。God will give us the strength that we can go forward. We can face it. 我们需要主的同在。We need the Lord with us today.我们需要主的平安。We need His peace with us today. 我们需要主的帮助。We need His help with us today. 今天你怕什么？ What are you afraid of today? 你信不信神可以保护你？ Do you believe that God can protect you through it? 你面对什么大挑战？ What is the big challenge that you're looking forward, that you're facing?你信不信神帮助你可以跨胜？ Do you believe that God can help you to overcome it?
美國做了一個很得意的統計。
In the United States, they did a very interesting survey.
它統計呢一些殯儀館服務員的。
And they did a survey among morticians.
它就想問一下殯儀館的服務員呢，人死的時候如果沒有笑容，可不可以令到他笑？
And they asked the morticians, if somebody dies without a smile, what can you do to make them smile?
他訪問過有2000個服務員回答。
And in their survey, 2000 morticians responded.
他說如果一個人死的時候沒有笑容，無論我們做什麼，幾乎是領不到他笑。
And the mortician said, if somebody dies without a smile, no matter what we do, we can't put a smile on them. It's almost impossible.
即是可能有些苦笑，但是看得很假。
You know, they can do something to make it look like a smile, but you can see it's not a real smile smile.
跟着他问，可不可以统计，如果是死，是不信耶稣，有多少个笑？或者信了耶稣知道是重新得救的基督徒死的时候有没有笑？
And so then they ask, can we give a survey of those that die that are not Christians, do they smile? And those that die who are Christians, born again, believers in Jesus Christ, do they die with a smile?
答案是怎样？
What's the response?
不信耶稣没有一个笑。
Not a single one of the non-Christians could die had a smile on their face.
2000個殯儀館服務員的回答。
2000 morticians responded, not a single non-Christian dies with a smile.
基督徒呢？個個都笑。
Of the Christians, every one of them has a smile.
就算我行過死陰的幽谷，不怕咗。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear.
就算我们真的死，我们知道去哪里，有永生。
Even if I die, I don't have to be afraid. I know where I'm going.
有天堂等着我。
Heaven is waiting for me.
神给我永生。
God gives me eternal life.
死的幽谷，我们不用怕。
We don't have to fear the valley of shadow of death.
我们可以依靠神有平安。
We just trust in the Lord and have peace.
神的杖、神的竿安慰我们。
And the rod and the staff of the Lord, they comfort us.
我坦白说，我不太明白竿和杖有什么分别。
I don't really know what the difference is, the rod and the staff, you know.
但是他安慰，我觉得打屁股不是安慰。
They said they comfort, but you know, you get hit in the bottom with one, it's not a big comfort.
但如果羊呢，就走迷跌落山崖，喺个危险嘅山边。
But if the sheep runs away and goes off on his own and falls off a cliff, is on a cleft of the rock,
牧羊人将佢个杖上面有个凹。
The shepherd can take his staff that has a hook on the end,
反转佢。凹住个羊上嚟，
and the shepherd can reach down on the cleft of the rock and pull his sheep up with his staff.
我谂对羊系好大安慰。
I think to the sheep that's a big comfort.
当狼嚟，当狮子嚟，
when the lion comes, when the wolves come,
羊可以攞佢嘅杖、佢嘅竿嚟赶走狮子、赶走狼，
and he can take his staff in his What is the other thing? His rod. And he can drive off the enemies and the attackers.
我想这个都是被那个羊很大安慰。但你知道还有一样东西是安慰羊。
But there's another way that the shepherd comforts the sheep.
当那只羊是黑面羊时时走迷，
and when that sheep keeps running away and he's just a black sheep,
那羊，那牧羊人没办法找回他，最后没计，他走了太多次。
And because that sheep has run away so many times, I have no choice.
他用他的杖打断只脚。
He He takes his rod and he breaks one of the legs of the sheep.
그저 양의 그 튼저 함도.
With a broken leg, the sheep cannot walk.
牧羊人 帮助只脚, 被他医好, 在医好的过程, 将只羊拱在自己的颈项。
And so the shepherd then takes the broken leg, sets it back in place. Because the sheep can't walk with a broken leg, the shepherd puts the sheep on his neck.
在整个医治的过程的时候, 牧羊人拱住只羊在自己的颈项。
And through the whole process, as the sheep is healing his broken leg, the sheep is on the shoulders of the shepherd.
我想你都看过这个图画,
I think you've probably seen that picture, right? So beautiful.
很美丽, 原来牧羊人打断了他的脚。
It's a beautiful picture. Now, he broke the leg of the sheep.
但是当个羊好翻之后, 他不再走迷。 因为他现在知道牧羊人有我心照顾我。
But once the sheep is healed, he never runs away again, because he knows the shepherd loves me and takes care of me, and that sheep will never run away again.
他的杖、他的杆都安慰我。
His staff and his rod, they comfort me.
今日神有没有安慰你呢？
Is God your comfort today?
很快我们要看第五节。 Let's look at verse 5 quickly. 在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，是我的福杯满溢。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over.
牧人现在做我们的主人，接待我们在他家里边。
Now our shepherd is actually our host, receiving us into his home.
大卫是一个牧羊人，但他都是皇帝。
David was a shepherd boy, but he was also a king.
大卫知道筵席大餐是什么。
David, as a king, he knew what it was to have a banquet.
他每天都是有大筵席的。
And every day they had a banquet.
我想
I think eating in the banquet table of David the king, none of the buffets in Macau can compare to that. And so David knew what it was to have a banquet set before you.
但我很不明白，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
But don't you find it strange that a table prepared for me in the presence of my enemies?
如果你敌人在你眼前，你吃不吃得落？
And if your enemies are sitting there with you, can you eat?
你不会想吃，没胃口。
You don't want to eat, you don't have an appetite.
你要怕敌人来打你的，
and you're afraid your enemy is going to attack.
如果你在敌人面前摆设筵席是怎样呢？
And if he's prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies, what does that mean?
大卫是皇帝，他明白。
As the king, David understood.
我是皇帝，这个皇帝的家，你的敌人，你是我的羊，是我的敌人。
I'm the king, you're my sheep, your enemies are my enemies, you're in my house.
在皇帝的家里面，敌人是怎样？
And what are the enemies like in the king's house?
是捆绑，捉住了，已经是俘虏了。
The enemies in the king's house are captured enemies, they're defeated enemies, they're already enslaved.
所以我们的敌人已经是捆绑了，我不用怕他，我可以吃到安乐，因为神已经为我解决了敌人。
And because the enemy is already enslaved, I can eat, I can rejoice, because I don't need to be afraid.
今天你有什么敌人？魔鬼？
Who is your enemy today? Satan?
神已经打败他。
Jesus already conquered him, defeated him on the cross.
耶稣是胜利者，在十字架已经赢仗的。
Jesus is the victor, he already has the victory for us on the cross. We can eat and rejoice. We don't need to be afraid.
神叫我们的主人使我们吃得开心舒服.
And as our host in his house, he wants us to eat and be comfortable.
所以神倒油在我们的头上.
And so God pours the oil and anoints your head with oil.
这个就是中东以前一个习惯.
This is what they used to do in the Middle East.
埃及都有这个习惯.
Even in Egypt they had this.
因为沙漠地带没什么水，没洗头水.
Because in the hot desert arid land, no water, no shampoo.
当你入到一个主人家的时候，他用的油。 加上橄榄油，捽在你的头上，令你的头舒服了。
And so the host, you come into the house and there's no water, so they take some olive oil mixed with some herbs, they rub it on your head and just refreshing.
香是就香，好似入去洗块面，即系冲个靓凉，舒服晒。
And it's like, you know, coming in and just taking a shower and that being refreshed, and just, you know, now I feel good.
你记得耶稣去西门嘅家。 西门没帮他洗脚，没帮他抹油.
When Jesus came into the home of Simon, Simon didn't wash his feet or anoint his head with oil.
但是个妓女入来，用个眼水整湿耶稣的脚，用头发抹耶稣的脚.
But the prostitute came and washed Jesus' feet with her tears.
如果没用油抹个头。
还代表悲哀伤心. And in those days, if you didn't anoint your head with oil, it meant that you were in mourning.
神就是要我们喜乐，要我们精神，要我们舒服，所以他膏我们的头，滋润我们.
And so God wants to refresh us. He wants us to feel welcome.
So he gives us this anointing. 使我福杯满溢,
and he fills our cup with of blessing to the full.
你有客人来你家，你斟茶俾佢，你咪斟少少，但系斟满满.
When you have guests at home and you pour tea, do you just pour them a little bit of tea or do you pour them a whole cup?
福杯满溢,
and your cup of blessing overflows.
当你喺神嘅家里边。 神要你的福杯满溢，要你丰盛，丰丰富富.
God wants to give you abundant blessings, overflowing blessings.
所以第六节，我一生一世必有恩惠赐我，随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
一个应许。 因为我们有主做我们的牧人，我们入到他家，不再是客人，我们入到他家是儿女身份。Because
as God is our shepherd and we enter into his home, we're no longer his guests, but we become his children.
因为客人不可以住永永远远，是儿女先可以住永永远远.
A guest cannot live forever in the house, but the family, the children can.
神是俾我哋入到佢家。喺呢个时间差唔多，系我就系想总结呢，就讲嚟听。喺旧约圣经讲神嘅名咁多次用唔同嘅字讲神嘅名，全部喺呢个诗篇揾到。
In the Old Testament, all the names for God that are mentioned, all the names for God are found here in Psalm 23.
我就很快就用这些名来结束.
And I just want to very quickly use these names as a closing to this message.
在诗篇23篇，我们看到神是我们的供应者，是耶和华以勒.
In Psalm 23, you see God is our provider, Jehovah Jireh.
神就是我们的医治者，是耶和华拉法.
And then God is our healer. Jehovah Rapha.
神就是我们的平安, 耶和华沙龙.
And God is our peace, Jehovah Shalom. 神是我们的义，耶和华洛克罗，是吗？塞克罗。He is our righteousness, Jehovah Tishnanu. Yehovah 是与我们同在，神是与我们同在，是耶和华所在。And Jesus is Lord with us. He is Yehovah Yerin. Yerin. 不是，那个应该是撒玛。撒玛。And then Yehovah 是我们的，不是星期，是星期。And then Jehovah is our banner. Yehovah, Jehovah Nisi. Yehovah Nisai. 其实这个都是代表是我们的标志，是我们的神迹。It could also mean that he is our banner, he is our miracle worker. 最后耶和华是我们的牧人，耶和华约义。And the last one, Jehovah Raha, He is the Lord my shepherd. 这全部都是诗篇二十三篇，神就是这样。All of these are Psalm 23, that's our God. 在一个诗篇里面，神是我们的供应者，我们的医治者，我们的平安，我们的公义，我们所在，我们的标志，神迹。In one psalm, the Lord is our provider, our healer, our peace, our righteousness. He is here with us, our banner, our miracle, our shepherd. 感谢主，耶和华是我们的牧人。Is the Lord your shepherd this morning? 一起祈祷。Let's pray. 主说我们感谢你，你想做我们的牧羊人。我们真的希望我们做你的小羊。我们愿意谦卑信服你，靠你滋润我们生命，供应我们的需要，靠主给我们信心，是倚靠相信你，靠主带领引导我们前面的路，就算我们行过死荫的幽谷，靠主赐安慰，赐力量，赐医治，靠主与我们同在。我们多谢你，听我们祷告，奉圣名求，愿神祝福他的话语，默祷之后散会。